Welcome, everyone, to Capes and Scows, minisode number 26. I'm Leander.
I'm Hakeem.
I'm eating a cookie.
Cookie Tim. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to do a new segment now that we have Hakeem here. It's going to be Hakeem's top 10 questions.
Oh, shit.
You can ask any questions you want to Tim and I about comics that you've never, that you don't know, that you want to know about. For instance, you asked a question earlier, are there any Arab superheroes? And we went through a little adventure. So, any 10 questions, or up to 10. Go for it.
Oh, we'll try to answer. You should have warned me about these questions.
No warning. Just have a good time with it. What do you want to know?
I want to know what the Secret Wars is, because I am so confused still. No matter how many times you guys explain that to me, I am still lost.
Okay.
Well,
this is the second iteration of Secret Wars. Secret Wars happened a long time ago. In the 80s.
Late 80s.
There was a Secret Wars back then, but it wasn't anything like the Secret Wars.
Completely different.
Yeah. So this Secret Wars, more or less from what I know of it, is that every multiverse, because, you know, time travel and going through different parallel universes, right? Marvel, like, has created all these different universes. And then the way I'm looking at it is that they were tired of all those and they wanted one. So they said, all right, everything collide together and get destroyed and re-image into just one little world. So every fragment of all those different universes becomes one world.
Wait, so they weren't all in the same universe
this
whole time?
No.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. And so Doctor Doom, however, is the lord of all that. Because something happened and it made him the lord of all of that. So he rules over the land of all these multiverses in one place.
So he's the main villain?
He's the main character. He's the main focus, is that he's the... Because he actually was, in a sense, a hero... Because he was trying to save all the different multiverses, but when it all blew up and came together, he ended up being like the god of those multiverses. So every world has its own characteristics or whatever you want to call it, and they're all separated and they're not supposed to intermingle ever. And then eventually in the Thors, which is like every Thor, every multiverse Thor ever, they are his army.
Yeah.
And anytime one of the worlds cross over or whatever, in any way, any form or fashion, the Thors ring down and, like, take them out.
Now, you may like Secret Wars, because it's gotten a lot of comparisons to Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, it is true.
Reading it, it feels a lot of... Doctor Strange pretty much was Peter Baelish. And I'm just like, this is Game of Thrones. They're just blatantly...
Mm-hmm.
Hickman was on a Game of Thrones run and just threw it in there.
Right.
But you may like it. And you not knowing some of the other things that are getting changed and some of the characters, you may love it.
Right.
When it comes out in trade, we should get it for him so he can read it.
Yeah, because you're right. If you like Game of Thrones, you
As
might
a gift,
like this.
You guys are going to gift me the Secret Wars?
Is that your second question? Sure.
Yep.
All right.
Eight more.
What are Black Panther's superpowers?
I don't know that he really has them.
He does, in some versions of Black Panther, he does take on a panther-like characteristic, like literally the panther.
He turns into a panther?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, at the very minimum, has, like, panther characteristics on his face. He's faster, he's more agile, or whatever. But ultimately, the more important thing is that he's the king of Wakanda at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Wakanda is technically the most advanced civilization on the planet. Even though they're in tribal outfits every day, they are the most advanced, supposedly the most advanced civilization on Earth.
Yeah, they're a very important country.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're like a super country? Superpower?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. All right, why didn't Captain America just call Iron Man for backup and Winter Soldier?
Well...
Because it was his own movie. You don't do that in
your own
movie.
Like, I feel like they're all in the same universe. They're already the Avengers. Why can't they just call each other for help?
But Captain America has always been somewhat solo, though, because he was trapped in ice for that long. So, like, he doesn't even belong to this world. So he's still getting used to the idea of even being in this world, and much less an Avenger. He's not like...
Yeah, but he's looking for a friend.
Yeah.
The whole time in Winter Soldier. He just keeps mentioning friendship.
That's why it's so personal. But it's personal. It's personal.
I don't think he knows who to trust. And I don't think he wants to get someone that powerful involved if they end up being someone he can't trust. And the new Cap movie will probably address that.
Okay,
lot of those
was
things.
Winter Soldier prior to Avengers 1?
No, I mean...
What do you mean?
It's sequential order. Was Winter Soldier, does that take place before the first Avengers movie?
It's after, right? No. Yeah, because there was a Captain America movie before Avengers. Then Avengers came out, and then Winter Soldier came out.
So, like, they're already a crew of friends.
They're a crew. I don't know if they're friends.
They're a motley crew.
Friends. Well, in the second Avengers movie, it seems like they're friendly. They're hanging out.
Yeah, but that was after the Bucky thing. So maybe there's something happening between the Bucky and now, but in the second Avengers movie. But generally speaking, Captain America, like, just showed up last year for the first time. He doesn't know anyone because he was frozen. So, like, he's barely their friends. He's just doing the best he can.
Right. Okay, next question.
All right.
Where is Thor and the Hulk in the Civil War movies? I don't see...
I think this has been confirmed that Thor's going to be off planet doing Thor 3 stuff. Whatever ends up in Thor 3 is what he'll be doing. And the Hulk is supposedly in that movie too.
Which one? Thor?
Thor.
No way. That would be awesome.
Which could be Planet Hulk, which would be great.
No, I refuse.
It'll be so good.
I would hate it. All right. Anything else?
Okay. All right.
You're almost there.
Fantastic Four.
Got it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Why? Why isn't that with the Avengers? Like, they don't meet each other or anything?
Movie universe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's owned by different people.
X-Men can't also be in there either.
Shit, I forgot about the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably for the best. So many characters would be
But X-Men and Fantastic Four could meet.
Yes.
And Spider-Man. But that's never happened.
They're both allowed to use Spider-Man. That's the first character. They reached an agreement they can both use.
Yeah,
Spider-Man. So Spider-Man's going to be in the Civil War movie, right?
Correct.
Potentially. Most likely.
I heard he's going to be in there.
He'll be in it. I don't know if he'll be a big part, but he'll be in it.
Okay. All right, next question.
Yeah. Two more.
So Captain America, he got shot in Winter Soldier, so he's not immortal, is he?
No, he's not
bulletproof.
No.
So his shields is like his only
correct
form of defense.
Yeah. Right. He has super strength and he's got a lot of agility.
Yeah.
But he probably heals better than a regular person.
Right. He's not.
You shoot him in the head, he'll probably die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll die.
Okay, so just one shot could kill. I don't like that.
I don't
like knowing that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because there could just be an assassin that rolls up behind, or a random guy.
That's what
happens. Walking down the street and you shoot him in the back of the head. Yep. And then that character is done for.
It's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it could happen. It's
probably going to happen. Why do you think that?
I won't tell.
So, all right. And then next question. How are we doing on time?
We have a little bit more time.
All right, two more questions.
We're at 8 minutes.
All right, two questions. Do a good one, a non-Marvel, non-movie.
I'm sorry, I just saw the Marvel movie, so I'm all hyped up right now.
I know. You've seen some new stuff since you've been with us.
Okay, well, I hate Superman, so I just wanted to throw that out there for a second.
Is that a question?
No, I just want to, because that's where we're going. If we're going to DC, I just want to throw that out
there. Well, then question. Well, what's the question behind it?
Batman's voice in Batman vs. Superman, how do you feel about that? It's like robotic, weird.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Affleck as Batman, how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with it, but that's fine.
Why not?
He's Ben Affleck. He's not good at anything, but that's fine.
Gone Girl. He's really good in Gone Girl.
Sure, if you say so.
Why would I see
a movie with someone I don't like?
Yeah, I think Ben Affleck's all right.
I think Ben Affleck's pretty good. I just don't know.
He's not always good. He's definitely done some stinkers, but
sure.
He's not as good as he's hyped, but he's okay.
Yeah,
that's my.
He has a look.
He's a way better.
The only thing you got.
He has a way better director than he is an actor.
I can agree with that. What I've heard.
The Avengers versus Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Who would win and why?
We need to know the versions.
I would say the Justice League.
I would also say the Justice League as well, for sure.
What?
Superman. Yeah. Superman. You got Superman and Batman. Batman's so cunning.
Yeah. The Avengers really doesn't have anyone... Well, they have some smart people, but not Batman level.
Iron Man, I feel like Iron Man would make kryptonite beams shoot out of his hands.
Sure, yeah, there's potential there.
I mean, it depends where are they fighting. Is there kryptonite where they're fighting? What universe are we in? It's like, you know.
But the same thing you said about Batman beating up Superman. How can he just happen to find kryptonite to kill Superman? I guess it's all possible in the comic world. I mean, so right. The question is, would that be what happens, that he would create a kryptonite armor? But the thing is, even if that were the case, Iron Man would just get taken out by someone else, potentially.
Who would take out Iron Man?
Every time they've done a crossover.
You know Marvel what, dude? You guys give Batman too much fucking credit. I'm sick of that shit.
Nah.
Batman, he's just a dude. He has some cool gadgets and shit.
So is Captain America.
Iron Man has a fucking gadget.
Batman
suit.
And that's Captain like America better. Can get shot in the back of the head. Captain yep. America and Batman can get shot in the back of the head.
That's true.
And
Captain America would fuck Batman up, though.
Then you're giving too much hype to Captain America, then.
Dude, he has a fucking badass shield. His fuck shield, man.
Yeah.
Batman has a suit. I'm just saying, man. I don't think it's, Batman is as cool as everybody makes him out to be.
Don't cry about it. Avengers would die.
I'm not.
It's fine.
All right, man.
But that's okay.
Batman is not that strong. I feel like versus he would probably get beat up by Wolverine.
He would absolutely get beat up by everybody. But that's not to say he wouldn't win.
Yeah, he could win.
He's not gonna win. He would never.
You need to read the comics because Batman is so good in the comics.
And Batman's fought Wolverine before. Yeah. They've had crossovers.
Okay.
They're always bad. It's always bad. It's always, hey, I'm going to fight this guy. I'm going to fight this guy. Oh, wait, something to team up with.
We all
against.
Team up together.
At the end, it's bullshit.
No one ever loses, really.
3.5 minutes. What else you got?
Oh, man. That
take us home.
That was my best question I had today.
I don't agree. Go ahead. What else you got?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm just really confused about comics in general. There's just so many.
Of course.
How do you choose what to read?
All right. Last question.
You got to see
the cover art, or
you could go by the cover art.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you tell them how you choose, and I'll tell them how I choose, and we'll end it there.
I'll tell you what. When people come in and ask me that at the store, I say, "What kind of movies do you like?" Because if you tell me you hate sci-fi, I'm not going to point you to Saga. But Saga is one of the best books there is. Things like that. If you're like, "Oh God, I love westerns," like, all right, now it's way more narrowed down. I got to find that book for you. I always ask people what kind of things they like.
Interesting. I don't know if I would do that. I can see how that could be good, but...
That's why I work at the store and you don't.
Yeah.
Because you're the overlord of the universe, but that's neither here nor there.
That's okay, Al. You think about that.
I mean, that's Al's technique. Go ahead.
At 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. For me, I would think it's a matter of, do you like individual characters or do you like teams? Do you like team stuff or do you like individuals? Then, from there, if you're trying to figure out from there, do you like powers comics or do you like non-power comics?
I'm saying, how do you choose?
I choose by looking at the cover.
Yeah.
Flipping through and looking at the art. Art's huge for me. If I don't like the art, I'm not going to read it. If it's brand new and I don't know anything about it. And then I figure out if it's a team or individual and go from there.
Give me a comic book that you think I should read, that I would like, that I should review for the next podcast.
He said review. I was going to give him the Andre the Giant book.
Yeah.
I like Andre the Giant. I think that'd be a good read. But
I follow writers and artists. But more writers. The writing has to be good. Like
I need a recommendation.
I could have a poster if it was just about art. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to get you that Moon Knight book when that comes out. That's going to happen.
All right. So I guess Tim's pick is Moon Knight.
In the meantime.
In the meantime? You do one, I do one, and then we'll close. That Hakeem would like to read.
Don't look at Dad Bod, issue one.
Dad Bod. I'm gonna get back to you on this. I'm gonna find a good Image book or something that's not power related, and I'm gonna find you a good book.
There we go. And I'll do the same thing, and that'll
but
be the
with
start.
Powers.
And that'll be the with powers. Now
you
all
do
of a sudden,
powers, you do non powers.
Okay.
Alright.
Deal.
Done. Minnesota over. Thanks a lot, guys.